Hello, welcome back to the Fine Leg to Fine Leg podcast. I'm Jimmy.
And I'm Nico.
Welcome back again. Aussies have beaten the Pakistanis.
Yes, we have. Absolutely smashed them.
Absolute clean sweep. Only had to bat twice in the whole series.
I know, that's unbelievable. Absolutely just astounding.
I don't know if the Aussies were just stupidly good or Pakistanis were just stupidly bad, but maybe a bit of both.
Yeah, well, I think with the Pakistanis, where they went wrong was they obviously sacked Mickey Arthur a year ago.
Yeah.
Sacked their fielding coach, which is obvious from their appalling fielding.
I mean, they haven't been that great at fielding ever, really, so
and
typical Pakistani
they
fielding.
They had too young of a side, particularly with their bowlers.
I can see what they were trying to do, and they'll be better for the long run, but
I think one of the commentators, I think it might have been Ian Chappell, maybe, something like that, saying that you shouldn't bring a young attack to Australia, particularly. Because you're going to need those older bowlers that can bowl for a day straight, because that's what they're going to need to do in Australia.
Yeah, and you compare their attack to our attack, and it's just...
Yeah, you're going to need someone with that experience.
Yeah, no, it's just not going to get you anywhere.
So, so our first fine is going to be the Pakistan cricket team.
Well, we don't really have that many fines this week.
No, not really.
I've only got two.
Yeah.
So, we've got Pakistan, and I've got Joe Burns.
You got Joe Burns.
For missing out on a road making four.
Yeah.
In Adelaide.
Yeah.
When David Warner goes out and makes 335? Yeah.
No, that was in the... No, this was the test before that where he made the 97.
No, but Joe Burns missed out. That's what I'm saying. Because everyone else made runs.
Oh, yeah, that's
true. Except him.
Yeah. And Smith as well, but...
Duh.
I mean,
he can only bat with
There's not much Smith can do when it's 2 for 400 or whatever.
He only bats well when he has to.
Yeah.
So, that's fine.
Fair enough. Well, my second fine is, Jimmy, your team, or your ex-team, I should say.
Well, the Croydon
Rangers ones. First of all, they drop you, and then they get bowled out for 39 on the weekend.
And then got smashed for, like, I don't know, 120 off 20 overs or something like that.
Yeah.
They've done well.
That's a huge fine for them. Not only for dropping you, but getting bowled out for 39.
Oh, it's karma for you, isn't it?
I guess it is. Yeah. It is very much so karma. All right. Let's move on to our team of the week.
Team of the week we can get into.
Actually, I got another fine. Got one more fine. ICC for giving Virat Kohli the number one test batsman.
Well, that's not their fault, but still.
I mean, like, they could at least just say, oh, you know what, Smith, just keep it, mate.
Yes, no, I'm not happy with this at all, but
neither am I. And obviously, and this is actually your big call, your very first
big
call.
None of my big calls have gone that well, other than the Peter Siddle one, which is a bit, we won't know, will we, until he retires.
Yeah, oh, we're doing a lot better than my big call from the other day.
What was your one?
About David Warner not making the test team anymore.
Oh, dear. So if you listen to the, second or third podcast, I think we were discussing whether he should be in the team, and it was a definite no from us.
Yeah. Well, mainly me particularly.
Well, that's funny, isn't it?
It is very funny. And looking back on it, like, at the time, it was appropriate because he wasn't making any runs.
Yeah, that is fair.
Both in Australia
and I don't think anyone expected him to become... Yeah. The bloke with the second highest score in Australian history, but All right, so he's at number one for both of us.
Yeah, opening the team of the week. And now, Jimmy, who do you have opening?
Well, I had Sean Marsh alongside him, although he's not really an opener anymore. But did make a ton in the Shield, tunned up.
Yeah, that's why I got Ferguson opening. I know he doesn't open in the Shield.
Yeah, in the one days.
Yeah, he did open in the one day, so I'm going to say he's an opener where he made 120-odd in the Shield, batting at four, but I just have him at opener.
Yeah, fair enough. I've got him at four. Number three, as is the same, Big Marnus. Been in unbelievable form.
Yeah, absolutely unbelievable.
For the Aussies.
Yeah.
Just completely different to what he looked last year.
Yeah, looks
absolutely But last amazing. Year, I was not convinced by his selection at all. He looked... Just another bloke that they were trying to put in there.
Yeah, just to fill in the role of
pretty much, and didn't really do anything. I think he averaged 24 in the Shield or something.
Yeah, wasn't looking
even good. When he was playing for Australia. Yeah. So
Yeah, because I remember watching his first innings against Sri Lanka, it would have been, and he looked nervous outside off, yeah. Like he was just playing and missing. I'm like, oh, no.
I don't know. Something happened in England, and he fixed his technique, and now yeah. He's amazing. Yeah, and he's into number 8.
Yep.
In the test rankings, which is done really good well.
He start. I saw a thing where,
and he scored the most test runs out of anyone this year.
Yeah, yeah. I saw where at the start of this year he was at 110th.
110
in the batting rankings in
January,
and now
he's 8th.
Absolute turnaround.
Yep. Number 5, I had Sam Haslett.
Yes, I had Haslett as well, but also at my number 4, I had the new Australian selector George Bailey.
Mm.
So, because he made a 80-odd not out in...
He did.
Tassies.
He did.
And they ended up getting absolutely demolished by yes, Queensland. Yes,
they
did.
They were absolute spuds this week.
Yeah, but I think he really...
He was the only one that really did anything.
Did well.
To be honest. Number 6, I had Alex Carey, so did
yeah.
you.
Yeah, we did. Alex had Carey. A really impressive.
Looked very good. 130, very, very good.
I think.
140, I think he made.
Oh, 140, yeah.
140, very good from very Alex. Good. Yeah. Number 7, he's back again, Cameron Green.
Cameron Green.
What an absolute gun.
I know. But the only problem with him is that I really wish WA gave him more of a bowl.
He's injured.
He is.
He's got a stress fracture in his back.
Fuck.
And he's not allowed to bowl for the foreseeable future, is what I read today.
Fuck.
Yep.
I was about to say something really...
Thanks for keeping this PG, Nico.
Sorry.
You're going to have to put explicit on this now.
Oh, sorry.
Yay.
Sorry.
Oh, well.
Sorry, I didn't say it too loudly, so that's all right.
No.
Could be worse.
Fire truck.
Yeah.
That's what no, I said. Yeah, so he's just playing as a batsman for WA, yeah. Cameron Green.
Which I suppose isn't too bad.
It's not that bad. I mean, Ricky Ponting went as far to say as he should be in the Aussie team.
Yeah. That's why I was saying...
And I can understand where he's coming from there. Yeah.
That's why I was saying if he got more of a bowl and he could fit into that all-rounder spot. Yeah. But obviously, if he can't, then...
No, he can't at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Number 8, Yes, number 8, I had Mitchell yes. Stark.
Yes, I had Pat Cummins for this one.
Well, you've just gone with the whole Aussie attack.
I have.
You didn't bother to look at Shield results that much, did you?
Oh, not at the bowlers, to be honest. I'm like, oh, well, the Aussie bowlers did enough.
I
can
see that. I had Starkey, though. He looked very, very good.
I had Starkey, too.
A handy 6-for in the first innings.
Very handy 6-for.
In Adelaide.
It was really good. He looked actually threatening to the top order batsman, where he's never, like... In recent times, he hasn't looked like that. He's
hasn't done it for the past few years, but he's back.
Like, he's looked well against the lower order batsmen, but once opening the bowling with the new ball, he just hasn't looked
that completely different whatsoever. To what he was doing in the Ashes. Yeah. I mean, because played one game, was playing a almost a part time role, and just as a rotating bowler. But now he's back. He's the spearhead that he used to be, and. I can't see Pattinson or Nisa getting in, barring injury.
No.
With the attack that we've got.
So that's going to be tough because people are saying we're going to need to find a second spinner for Sydney.
I reckon it has to be Swepson, to be honest.
Swepson?
Well, okay. He's been in the best form out of anyone other than Sock.
Yeah, Steve O'Keefe.
But he's too old and you need to bring you're better off going with Swepo, someone younger.
Yeah.
Get him in there. Because Ashton Agar is probably the only one I would recommend, although his bowling's been terrible in red ball cricket. So
Who would you have Swepson come in for?
I don't know.
Yeah,
probably Travis Head, to be honest. And almost Pat Cummins at 7. I'm really not sure.
I suppose
to be honest,
see how the batting goes against the Kiwis.
How they're going to work figure that one out? But
yeah.
All right, number 9, I had Matthew Kelly from WA. Took a nice 5-for. Against Tasmania, wasn't it?
Yes.
They play Tasmania or did they play South Australia? I can't remember.
It was WA, South Australia, Queensland.
Yeah, so South Australia. Yeah. Yeah, so they did all right.
Yeah. And then you had Mark Steckety.
Mark Steckety at number 10 also took a nice 5-for against... Oh, 5-for and a 4. He took 9 against Tasmania and absolutely destroyed him. So, very good from him. And number 11...
We both have Gary Lyon.
Mr. Lyon.
Mr. Lyon, yes.
The goat.
Yeah.
He was back in form, took a 5-for.
I think he was very unlucky, the amount of drop catches off his bowling.
He was bowling very well for not many wickets.
Yeah, I think Labuschagne was probably a bit disappointed in that bat pad area. But
he was. Haven't seen the Aussies field like that for a long time.
No. Oh, well. So we're going to move on to our Spuds of the Week.
Spuds of the Week.
Who you got for your Spuds of the Week?
We'll kick it off with Jofra.
Yep. I can accept that.
Our old buddy Jofra.
I think this is where my first big call come into action where I said Jofra would be a one series wonder.
And he's certainly overrated at the moment. Well, yeah. I mean, I think this topic has been brought up before. Mm. He's not actually overrated. He just got
too hyped,
and yeah. Now he was expected to perform, and he hasn't.
Yeah.
And well, I mean, to be honest, he's bowled 150 odd once.
Yeah.
He had his tail up when he was
bowling to Smith,
and yeah. But that was it. And he hasn't sort of followed that up, and he's gone for 200 runs against New Zealand.
Yeah.
For the series, and bowled poorly.
Yeah.
Second one I've got Shaheen Afridi from Pakistan.
Yeah.
Absolute spud fieldsman. If you watch the game.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Yes.
He's run the wrong way on one, and then.
Yeah.
Not long after that, he's kicked the ball over the boundary.
Yeah, there was a lot of shocking fielding.
And that is absolutely spud worthy.
Yeah. Well, my spud of the week, or one of my spuds, is Nassim Shah, the 16-year-old debutant.
Oh, just because he bowled a no-ball to Warner?
Yep, just because he did that.
Okay, that's... Yep. All right.
That was pretty much...
We're harsh on here, but okay.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the line doesn't move, like, you can surely bowl behind
it. No. I blame the umpires for that, to be honest, because he was probably doing it all day and he just wasn't called up on it.
Actually, yeah, we might nominate for our Spuds of the
Week. Spuds of the Week, umpires.
Yeah, umpires, yeah.
Or just the ICC refusing to bring in third umpire, no ball calls.
Yeah, so how do you recommend you go about that? Just have the third umpire look at it all the time?
Yeah, just umpire has a thing in his ear and gets notified whenever there's a no ball and he calls it.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem that hard considering the technology that we've already got.
Yeah. I mean, what I probably would have is maybe even having a fourth umpire where all he just does is look at the camera.
Well, that could work.
Yeah. Camera on the front.
It doesn't even have to be an umpire. It just has to be someone looking at it.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't have to be today's technology.
Press a button to the umpire, say, no ball, and then he puts it in the arm. And
it's not that hard. Yeah. I can't see why it's taken so long and why we're still having to worry about this.
Mm. Also, one more thing with the no balls. In tests, do you reckon no balls should be free hits?
Nah.
No?
Nah, just leave them, I reckon. That's fine. Limited overs cricket, it's fine. But I don't think in test cricket you need to worry about that.
Fair enough.
Oh, I've got one more spud, Cameron Bancroft, because he's got caught at leg slip again.
Yeah.
He's done it again. Cameron, you need to stop, buddy. It's
I don't know what he's doing wrong. He's just, I don't know. Just doesn't look right.
He's just banging out of form.
Yeah. Who knows? All right. So we're going to go on to our gun of the week.
Gun of the week.
Yes.
On the other end.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been a good week.
It has been a good week.
For our idol.
Yes.
Our role model, Rakeem Cornwall. Took a big 10 for against Afghanistan.
Absolute scene.
Doesn't sound that good when you say it's against Afghanistan, but he still took 10 for.
Absolutely.
Very good performance from the big man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I've got David Warner as well here.
Yep.
Warner and Marnus.
Yep, of course. Obviously, David Warner, he's 355. Yep. Do you reckon Payne should have let him keep batting, get the 400?
No. Payne did the right thing. Yeah. It's a two-match series. We had to win it.
Yeah, of course.
Like,
because if we had drawn it... Oh, no, there's no way we could have drawn it, could we?
No, we could. If we lost the game, we could have drawn the series.
That's true.
And we need as many points as we can for...
Oh, yeah, for the...
In the Test Championship. Because a two-match series is worth as much as a five-match series.
Yeah.
So that match actually had a lot of points...
Yeah. And obviously winning by an innings plus would have increased the percentage if they have
percentages. I don't know if they do percentage or not, but yeah.
Well, maybe if it comes down to it.
So yeah, no, it was important that we did win, so I think Payne made the right decision there. Yeah.
Alright, another gun that I've nominated is Yasir Shah. I think he's done really well. He stepped up with the bowling, stepped up with the batting when he made the ton.
Yep.
I think great to watch, because watching him batting, it's like...
Oh, he's a pure number eight.
Yeah, it's like...
He's a genuine number eight.
He's going to either smash it or he's going to get caught top-edging it.
Which is, you could say that in his... Yeah. When he brought up his ton.
Yeah, Cummins
could have caught it if he tried.
It's frustrating to watch if he's getting dropped or something like that, but it's kind of good to watch as well.
He just kept batting.
Yeah. Like, And I love Abbas, bowling to that sort of blokes where it's like any ball can be a wicket or it can be a six.
He just kept doing it. And Abbas, who hasn't made any runs anywhere else, he hung around with him, made 25 odd.
Yeah.
And did all right. And somehow Yasir made a ton.
Yeah, I think that's just
showed up their top order.
I think that's just really great of him. And my other gun of the week is obviously Cameron Green.
He's probably going to be on here every week.
I think he is too.
He's just awesome. Yeah. Love him.
So would you have him in the test squad, do you think? Or not yet?
No, not at the moment, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I can see where Ponting's coming from. He says try and bring him in when there's a good culture, rather than doing something like they did with Maddison, bringing him in when we're having a tough time.
Yeah.
And then he does nothing and then gets dropped and now he hasn't played again. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's... When he's really ready, because I think that... They've done the same thing with Pekowski. They've just held him off a bit until he's... Because they didn't bring him in against Sri Lanka. They just kept him around the squad.
Yeah.
And I think that's almost what Ponting said to do.
Yeah.
Just keep him around the squad, which I wouldn't mind, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. No, not for the moment, I don't think.
Not yet.
Once he gets back to bowling and bowling well, I think...
Yeah.
Bringing
if
him
he can really show up with the bowling, then I think he'll be within there in a heartbeat.
Yeah. All right.
All right, on to our newest segment.
Cricket 101.
Cricket 101.
Let's do it.
Yes, the little 1%ers that make cricket the best sport in the whole entire world. All right, our category for this week.
This is an integral part of Saturdays and local cricket.
The spreads.
Spreads. The spreads. At tea.
Yeah. So you've just bowled for, or you fielded or batted for about 40 or
30. 30 to 5 to 40 overs.
Yes, whatever you're playing.
Whatever you're playing.
And you want a good... Even nice spread. Jimmy, what do you like to see in your spread?
Well, the ones at Silcock we have are pretty good.
Yeah.
We have scones with jam and cream.
Yep.
Very nice.
Obviously, this is in the ones, so this is like the top.
Oh, no. It's all.
Really? I didn't get
all grades.
I didn't get any scones.
Well, it's ones to fours.
Okay.
That do it. You got to get in there early, though, because they only serve about 12 of them.
Yeah, that's only one side.
So there's scones.
Yep.
Lamingtons are always there.
Oh, yeah. Got to have them. Every side's got Lamingtons.
Or jam rolls. They're a good addition there.
Yes.
I usually just eat watermelon, to be honest.
Yeah, me too. Watermelon, maybe.
It keeps you hydrated. It's healthy and just go for it. We have putty pies and sausage rolls.
Yeah, obviously.
Very, very good addition there. Yeah. That's a solid spread to me.
Yeah. What about Sangers? You into the Sangers?
I don't really touch the Sangers, to be honest. I do have a peanut allergy, so I'm a little bit hesitant to go near them. So, a lot of other people like them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm kind of, I don't know, I'll just pick whatever I feel like. And obviously just testing the watermelon, if the watermelon's good.
If there's good watermelon,
Oh, you got to just
I'll usually have about five slices or something like that.
Yeah, I have like a couple of Lamingtons, maybe a few Sangers. Like,
well, it depends if we're batting or bowling. If we're only say two down and I'm batting at number 8 or 9, then I'll load up.
Yeah, obviously.
Or if I'm already out, which doesn't usually happen these days, batting at 8 or 9.
Same with me.
Yeah, so there is the odd occasion where I can sort of load up and eat as much as I want, but that's. But it doesn't come around very often, especially when we're bowling. I just try and stick to the watermelon.
Yeah.
Try not to overeat too much, because usually I'm bowling straight after tea anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, no.
Yeah, not a huge, over, massive eater of the tea, but, I can appreciate a good spread.
Anything else that you would add to what you think makes a good spread?
Obviously, Sangers, Lamingtons, fruit, I don't know, sometimes a couple of lollies, maybe like...
Lollies are good.
One or two. Most people just get like the cheap Coles ones.
They're a bit shocking, but...
Yeah, they're not the best, but,
they're not Starburst.
Yeah, of course. But yeah, just maybe like one or two of those just to keep the sugar levels up, you know? Yeah,
absolutely.
I think the worst ones, I think when people like bring out like cakes and stuff like that, it's kind of like, oh, I want it. But, like, once you have it, you get out in the field and you're like, oh.
Yeah, you feel it. Did the same thing with juice boxes when I was playing juniors. They had always had juice boxes at tea and just couldn't, As soon as I got out to the field, I just needed to piss. I just felt heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't fun.
Yeah, I think one team also had Krispy Kreme donuts for some reason. Ooh. I'm like...
Yeah, no, nah, it's a bit heavy.
I think that was Mount Evelyn. I'm like, I don't need those. Yeah, you just need something.
I mean, it's all right if you're fielding at sleep and not bowling. Yeah. But
wouldn't go
for nothing too heavy. I don't like.
Nice.
It's, especially in the middle of a cricket game. It's not what you need.
At the end.
Maybe. A game with that many nerves in it, you just...
Yeah.
No, and definitely. See, I get nervous when I go out to bat too, so that's not...
Oh, yeah,
not
me help, too. I get nervous when I bat, when I bowl, when I'm under a catch.
Because, I mean, like even on Saturday, like we were 3 for 200-odd. And I think we'd lost a few wickets in succession, and but like I was feeling comfortable, and then I'm next in, and all of a sudden I get nervous, and I'm going, "Come on,
just need this, get this nervous shock."
Every time, I can be as comfortable as possible. If we're 4 down,
yeah,
and then soon as we get 5 down, and I'm next in, I go, "Oh no,
yeah."
So I ended up making 4. It was a good 4. Like, I was out there for a few overs and ran more than I scored.
That's all right.
If that makes sense. Good partnership batting.
Yeah.
We ended up with 250-odd to defend, which is good.
That's all right. Yeah. With my game, I think we're 2 for 200. And we've got the other team 4 for 140. So we're in a decent position.
Don't lose. Are you playing Rangers?
Yeah, we're playing Rangers at Croydon Primary.
Yeah, well, they are shocking.
Yeah.
I mean, most of our teams aren't great this year.
Yeah. A lot with your blokes...
Because a few of our ones left, so everyone sort of got pushed up, and we don't have sevens because they just didn't get the numbers, so...
Yeah. I remember hearing about your sevens.
So our twos this year are pretty much our threes from last year, and our ones this year are pretty much half our twos and half our ones from last year.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, not a... Best position, but...
We'll get back on the eventually. We're very young. Yeah. Young team.
Yeah.
So in a few years, we should be all right.
Plenty
should
of development.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking forward to.
Sweet. All right. I reckon we might...
That's a wrap. There.
Yep.
That's a wrap.
We've talked a lot of crap today.
A lot of crap.
All right. No worries. Have a good one.
Catch you later.